Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. A certain magic happens when a writer and a reader meet on the pages of a book. Our guest E.L. Doctorow has created this magic in novel after novel, from The Book of Daniel and Ragtime to Billy Bathgate and The March. He's published in 30 languages. Also a playwright and an essayist, E.L. Doctorow has a wide-reaching sense of this magic, this illumination. Here's how he thinks it works.
The text of a book is kind of a circuit that the reader's own mind flows through. And the illumination comes from the combination of the words and the reader's own mind. It's probably a different book for every reader. And I think you do bring things to it. If you talk to actors who are in a long-run play, you say, well, how do they do this every night? It's because it's a different play every night because it's a different audience.
E.L. Doctorow's novels are read around the world. The March, Mr. Doctorow's novel about the American Civil War General William Tecumseh Sherman's March to the Sea, is Mr. Doctorow's 12th. Also a playwright and essayist, the excellence of Mr. Doctorow's work has been recognized with many distinguished awards, including a National Book Award, 2 National Book Critics Circle Awards, and the presidentially conferred National Humanities Medal. Bill Russell and I count ourselves among Mr. Doctorow's great admirers. So with the advent of yet another extraordinary Doctorow novel, Bill and I seized the opportunity to explore the American scene across time with this keen observer. E.L. Doctorow, you have set me again thinking about the work of the human animal. It seems from many perspectives that what we have a great craving for, what we need as a creature, is to make sense out of the world, to recognize patterns, to look for something that just that we can cope. And then I guess that's a survival thing and onward. It seems to me, as I think about that and having just immersed myself, I'm so happy to say, in both The March, talking about Sherman and the Civil War in America, but going back all the way to the beginning of your novels, that in a way, it is your job as the novelist to take all these pieces of what's happened around us and try to make some sense out of it so that we might have a sense of who we are and where we are. Is that the work of an E.L. Doctorow?
Well, I think there's something to be said about that. I'm just trying to think of what my feelings are when I get to work on something. And there's nothing as noble as that.
Okay.
It's having a sense of I can do this particular. As for instance, with with the march, I had read a history of Sherman's march about 20 years ago by a historian named Joseph Glathar, a topical history of Sherman's march with a lot of diary material of soldiers and how the march was organized and how they made camp and all this stuff. And I remember thinking I could hang a novel on this, that it was the armature, Sherman's march could be the armature for a novel. But I didn't do anything about it, and found myself reading without even thinking that I had a plan to do this book, reading Sherman's own memoirs and Grant's, and just gradually accumulating, almost unconsciously, some sense of how to flesh out this book. And so, yes, you do try to make sense of things, but you render the material somehow. The what I think about is an artist setting up an easel in the field, like Van Gogh, in the field that we're all. And there's the real field, and then there's his rendering. And one is reality, and the other is art. And then you finish the book, and you rely on people to tell you what you've done.
We have a good friend who is an historian and a novelist, and he says that he does his academic work as long as he can prove and cite and certify and do all those things, and he writes his novels when he knows something to be true but can't prove it. And that's when he launches into his novelist career. And in some ways, it seems that the novels are allow somebody to enrich the humanity of the process and make it a richer and in some ways more plausible experience than just reading histories.
Yeah, well, you know, the genres have blurred more and more over the years. And when 25 years ago when I published Ragtime, some historians criticized me. And now I find that more than one historian or biographer has turned to fiction. The constraints of the discipline, the academic discipline, being uncomfortable at this point. But here's the thing. You see, if you write fiction, you can use any vocabulary in the world, any diction in the world. You can use the facts, the historian's facts. You can use dreams, hallucinations, myths, legends, confession, autobiography. You can be a journalist at points. D.H. Lawrence called fiction the whole hog. That's what he said. That's what he meant. He meant the philosopher uses philosophical diction. A theologian, there are certain words, obviously, the theologian cannot use. The scientist cannot use the theologian's words. The novelist can use them all, even the mutterings of poor mad people in the street. It all has the same value as data for the novelist. So there, we do like to think that there's a way of getting to something that nobody else can reach. Yes.
The novelist is none other than E.L. Doctorow, who is known in many languages around the world for his magnificent novels, the latest of which is The March. We will all be back, Bill Russell, I. Paula Gordon, and E.L. Doctorow, in just a moment. Please do be with us.